Hachette Audio presents The Ever After of Ella and Micah, written by Jessica Sorensen, read by Jeremy Arthur and Chelsea Hatfield.
To my readers, this one's for you. Chapter 1. Micah. I'm trying not to think of all the messed up reasons why Ella wouldn't show up to our wedding, but it's fucking hard. After everything we've been through, she didn't even call or leave me a note. My thoughts keep drifting back to the day after we kissed on the bridge, and how afterward she told me that she loved me. I'd gone over to her house the next morning, ready to talk about it, talk about us, hoping she hadn't changed her mind overnight after she'd sobered up. When I climbed up that tree and ducked into her room, all I found was an empty bed. She was gone, and that was worse than just dealing with an Ella in denial over her feelings for me. I knew she loved me, even if she wouldn't admit it, and I could handle that if it meant she was still in my life. But having her gone, missing from my life, having no idea where she was like losing my arm or my heart. And right now, I feel like I'm verging on that place again. The cab driver is moving at a snail's pace down the road that leads to the secluded neighborhood Elle and I have been living in, and it's driving me crazy. He actually looked at Lila, Ethan, and me like we were the ones who were insane when we'd hopped into the cab and I told him to drive as fast as possible, not worrying about the speed limit.